dollar was a dollar in any language. It was my first night in the Argentine, and I didn't know much about the local citizens. But I knew about American sailors, and I knew I'd better get out of there.
Put your hands up. Up. Out.
Get going.
A chain like that can come in handy.
It is a most faithful and obedient friend. It is silent when I wish to be silent. It talks when I wish to talk.
That's your idea of a friend?
That is my idea of a friend.
You must lead a gay life.
I lead the life I like to lead.
You're a lucky man.
I make my own luck.
What are you doing in a neighborhood like this?
I came down to save your life.
Don't overdo it. He wouldn't have killed me if I'd given him the money.
But you wouldn't have given him the money.
I don't think I would.
How did you get it?
Yeah, what?
The money you would have died for.
Gambling?
I leave you here.
Oh, thanks.
Pleasure.
I'll do the same for you sometime.
Save my life?
Give you a cigarette.
With your luck, why don't you go where there's some real gambling?
I thought it was illegal in Buenos Aires.
Oh, it is.
Oh, I see. Just like home.
There's a casino about a half hour the other side of town. Here's the key.
Thanks.
But don't go.
Why not?
They won't let you use your own dice.
What? I didn't think it showed.
A man who makes his own luck as I do recognizes it in others. In any event, they won't let you win without a tie.
Spot is not on your nose yet.
Who's he?
A loafer. Would you like a fine perfume suitable for nobility?
No, thanks.
We have a talcum powder as soft as rose steel.
No, thanks.
Towel.
Yeah.
Hey, who's she? A harpy.
How would you classify me?
As
Mesdames et messieurs, faites bonjour. Faites bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen, place your bets. Faites vos jeux, mesdames et messieurs, faites vos jeux.
Start and wake up, senores.
Number 2, 1,000 pesos.
No more bets. Number 2, black. Numéro 2, noir. Number 2. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Place your bets. Start and wake up, senores. Place your bets.
Two chips.
1,000 pesos, sir.
Cut.
What?
Player's allowed to cut at any time.
Cost. Pesos.
Cut.
As usual, I made my own luck. And I knew just when to stop letting it ride.
Hey, Bud. The director wants to see you.
Is Brooklyn across the river here, too?
Vamos.
Where is he?
Don't worry, Bub. He'll be here.
How'd you like 1,000 pesos apiece?
You don't buy your way out of this, Bub. You're in trouble.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
All right, Casey. Huerta.
Well, well. The little man with a sharp friend.
I told you not to bring your own dice.
Well, well, again. You really had me fooled last night. I thought you were somebody. I didn't think you'd just be the manager of a gambling joint.
My name is Alan Munson.
Mine's Johnny Farrell.
And I'm not the manager. I own the joint. And I don't like to be cheated.
Well, there isn't a dice table in the house.
Nobody wins that much money at 21, honestly.
I had a lucky streak.
A very deft way of cutting cards.
Took me years to learn.
Of course, you ought to be in jail. But I suppose I owe you an obligation, since I saved your life.
You ought to be more careful about those things.
Now get out of here. Don't come back.
Now, you know you're being very stupid.
Probably.
You'd simply have me gambling on the wrong side. I'll be better if you had me on your side.
I don't like my people to cheat.
I cheat with my own money, sure. But with your money, I wouldn't have to cheat. Think it over.
You know, I think I will. How much time do you give me?
Oh, there's no hurry. You can take a minute or two. Excuse me while you're making up your mind.
Not you.
You really shouldn't hit a man when he has his hands behind his back. You see? This way you'll have two friends. You've no idea how faithful and obedient I can be. For a nice salary.
This I must be sure of. That there is no woman anywhere.
There's no woman anywhere.
Gambling and women do not mix.
Those are the very words I used myself. Now, shall we quit talking about it?
And there was one once.
Get this, Mr. Munson. I was born last night when you met me in that alley. That way I'm no past and all future, see? And I like it that way.
You let me ease myself right to the top. At first, I just watched the play and the checkoffs.
By the way, about that time, the war ended.
Trip, Johnny. I may be gone for a while, and you're in charge of the casino. You've been promoted.
Faithful service. Do I get a raise?
No. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
But you do get 5% of the profits.
I'll take 7.5%.
You're sharp, Johnny. Almost as sharp as my other little friend. But not quite so obedient.
No.
My other little friend would kill for me, Johnny.
Well, that's what friends are for.
To us, Johnny. To the three of us.
Three of us.
Makes me laugh now to think back. Me so sure it was just the three of us. I soon found out all right. I remember it was late one afternoon.
I was getting ready for the Saturday night crowd. Funny I'd remember what day it was, isn't it? Isn't it enough?
For a peasant?
Mr. Fowler, Mr. Monson called and just got back. Like you to come and let over to his house.
Thank you. After all, I run the place.
He calls me Mr. Farrell. Isn't that better?
You'd think a bell would have rung, or you'd think I'd have had some instinct of warning. But I didn't. I just walked right into it.
Fallon? Fallon?
Senor Munson, we'll be down in a moment, Senor Farrell.
Thanks. It's great having him back, isn't it, Pete?
I hope it will be the same, Senor Farrell.
Hello, Balin. Come on up here. Well, what are you crying about?
I feel great, Johnny.
You look foolish.
I'll show you why.
Where's the canary?
How did you know?
How did I know what?
So you don't know. Come. This is where the canary is, Johnny. What a surprise to hear a woman singing in my house, eh, Johnny?
That's quite a surprise.
Hilda, are you decent?
Me? Sure, I'm decent.
Gilda, this is Johnny Farrell. Johnny, this is Gilda.
So this is Johnny Farrell. I've heard a lot about you, Johnny Farrell.
Really? Now, I haven't heard a word about you.
Why, Balin?
I wanted to keep it as a surprise.
Was it a surprise, Mr. Farrell?
It certainly was. You should have seen his face.
Did you tell him what I'm doing here, Balin?
No, I wanted to save that as a surprise, too.
Hang on to your hat, Mr. Farrell.
Gilda is my wife, Johnny.
Mrs. Balin Munson, Mr. Farrell. Is that all right?
Congratulations.
Oh, you don't congratulate the bride, Johnny. You congratulate the husband.
Well, what are you supposed to say to the bride?
You wish her good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you, Mr. Farrell. My husband tells me you're a great believer in luck.
We make our own luck, Johnny and I.
I'll have to try that sometime. I'll try it right now. Tell him to come to dinner with us tonight, Balin.
It's an order. Come along, Johnny. We'll let Gilda get dressed. Look your best, my beautiful. This will be the casino's first glimpse of you.
I look my very best, Balin. I want all the hired help to approve of me. Glad to have met you, Mr. Farrell.
His name's Johnny, Gilda.
Oh, I'm sorry. Johnny is such a hard name to remember. And so easy to forget. Johnny. There. See you later, Mr. Farrell.
That's right, Mrs. Munson.
I'll see Johnny downstairs.
I'll see him at the casino.
For some reason, she doesn't like you, Johnny.
Really? What makes you think that?
I know my wife.
You do?
Why would she form an instant antagonism like that?
Maybe it's chemical.
She'll get over it.
Sure. When did you meet her?
The day I left for the interior.
When did you get married?
The day after that. Quick. You should know, Johnny, that when I want something, I...
You buy it quick. Do you know anything about her at all?
It's an odd coincidence, Johnny. Listen to this. She told me she was born the night she met me. All three of us with no pasts, just futures. Isn't that interesting?
I think it's fascinating.
What's the matter with you?
I thought we agreed that women and gambling didn't mix.
My wife does not come under the category of women, Johnny.
I could have made a mistake.
You did. Don't make it again.
Starts already.
What's this? Tact.
Balin, would you come up and help me into this thing like a darling?
See you at the casino. In about an hour.
Balin!
It was all I could do to walk away. I wanted to go back up in that room and hit her. What scared me was I wanted to hit him too. I wanted to go back and see them together with me not watching. I wanted to know.
I can never get a zipper to close. Maybe that stands for something. What do you think?
I think you were very rude to him.
To whom?
Johnny.
Was I? Oh, dear. That's one of the things you'll have to teach me, Bella. Good manner.
I want you to like him.
You're sure about that?
What do you mean?
He's a very attractive man, if you like the type.
He's a boy.
Boys have the darndest way of growing up, Bella. Almost when you're not looking.
But I'll be looking.
Your shoes.
About time.
Do you wish me to put them on your feet? For how much?
The charge is slight, because I find this always a revealing vantage point. The worm's eye view is so often the true one.
Quite a philosopher, aren't you?
One hears rumors.
Really?
In my department comes older girls.
Really?
One hears she is very beautiful. Very young and American. You are also young and American. It will be interesting to watch.
Maybe you should be fired right out on your ear.
Johnny? Mr. Munson says to tell you he's... They're here.
Thanks.
Say, have you seen her? Cut that! What did I do?
You whistled.
I heard you.
After all, she is Mrs. Munson. So mind your manners, see?
Yes, it will be interesting to watch.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Place your bets. Petrosh, mi dajem se mišio, Petrosh. Hakan Vega, signores.
It's number two.
No more bets. Number two, black.
Negroeldos.
Numero deux, noir.
Two black is the one.
Negroeldos. Number two, black. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Place your bets. Take over.
Friend of yours?
No, Mr. Padlock.
Going into business for yourself?
Orders, Mr. Padlock.
Not my orders?
No.
Johnny! I've been looking for you. Gambling is illegal in Argentina, is that right?
It isn't right, but it's true.
Is that the reason for the payoff?
Payoff?
Naturally, that's the reason. And why doesn't it show on the books? Why doesn't it come out of my cut?
You're in my complete confidence, Johnny. You may ask any questions you wish.
I just asked one.
Now let's have dinner, shall we? I was forced to leave Gilda alone when I looked for you, and Gilda's much too beautiful to be left alone.
In other words, you've changed the subject.
In other words, I've changed the subject.
I found him, Gilda. Very elusive chap, are Johnny.
Sit down, Johnny.
Good evening, Mr. Farrell. You're looking very beautiful.
Good evening, Mrs. Munson.
Can't you return the compliment, Johnny?
You're looking very beautiful.
Why, thank you. If there's anything I love, it's a spontaneous, impulsive compliment like that. And because you're so nice, I'm going to show you something. My husband gave it to me for a coming home present. Is it cute?
50,000 pesos, and it's cute. Isn't she fabulous, Johnny?
Fabulous.
Wait, Johnny. Let's drink to us. To the three of us.
To the three of us.
What's the matter, Johnny?
I get confused.
Confused? Why?
Well, just a few weeks ago, we drank a toast to the three of us.
Well, who was the third one then? Should I be jealous?
Hardly, darling. Just a friend of mine.
Is it a him or a her?
That's a very interesting question. What do you think, Johnny?
A her.
Oh.
Why, that conclusion?
Because it looks like one thing, and then right in front of your eyes, it becomes another thing.
Well, you haven't much faith in the stability of women then, have you, Johnny?
That's right.
One wonders who the woman was who brought our Johnny to this pretty pass. Doesn't one, Gilda?
One does. Let's hate her. Shall we, Bella?
Let's. Shall we, Johnny?
Let's. Now that I'll drink to.
Könnten Sie sehen?
Ja.
Wo?
Dort am vierten Tisch.
Pardon me for a moment.
Anything I can do, Bellin?
No. I'll be right back.
Now, isn't this something? It's a small world in Argentina, isn't it?
Isn't it? Why did you marry him?
My husband's a very attractive man.
You don't love him.
What was that word again, Johnny?
You married him for his money.
That happened to come with him.
No, that's a great way to make a living.
That wouldn't be the big pot calling the little kettle black, now would it?
I was down and out. He picked me up, put me on my feet.
Now, isn't that an amazing coincidence, Johnny? That's practically the story of my life. Hello.
Good evening, senorita. Senor, I am Capitan Delgado. I would like to ask permission to dance with your lady.
The answer's no.
The answer's yes. I'd love it.
But the young man.
The young
just
man
said...
would love it too, but he can't afford it.
Women can be extremely annoying.
You're in again.
Mauricio Miguel Obregón, at your service.
So that's your name. Now look, I've been watching you for weeks now.
Then that makes us even.
You don't gamble.
Mm-hmm.
You don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
What do you hang around here for?
The atmosphere has always interested me. Now it positively fascinates me.
You could be a professional dancer.
I am. I mean, I was. That's against our union rules.
I always observe the rules and regulations. How is it that I've never seen you?
I didn't dance here.
Oh, where?
America.
This is not America?
I mean New York.
Oh. Your young man. Is he too a
He's not my young man.
You know, the expression on his face says that he wishes he were.
Everything all right?
Quite all right.
Who are the two crowds? I've seen them before.
Messenger boys.
Whose? I just wanted to know if you were in trouble.
Apparently, I'm in serious trouble. My wife seems to be missing.
She's dancing.
You shouldn't have allowed it, Johnny.
If she wanted to dance with a guy, what do you want me to do? She's not my... She's your wife.
Go get her.
Now, wait a minute. She's your...
That's exactly the reason, Johnny. A husband always looks a bit ridiculous, don't you think? Dragging his wife from another man's arms.
I'll get it, Alan.
Thank you, Johnny.
Pardon me, but your husband is showing.
Oh, thank you. Perhaps again sometime.
Until that sometime, I shall only miserably exist, Senora.
I always say there's something about Latin men. For one thing, they can dance. For another thing... What's your telephone number?
Oh,
never mind. I'll give you mine. Cujo 3017.
Cujo 3017.
Ha sido un placer bailar con usted, Captain.
El placer ha sido mío, Senora.
What did you say to him?
I just told him if the man answers, hang up. Wasn't that all right?
You can't talk to men down here the way you would at home. They don't understand it.
Understand what?
They think you mean it.
Mean what?
Doesn't it bother you at all that you're married?
What I want to know is, does it bother you? I'm beginning to think I've misjudged your Johnny Ballon.
Oh?
He can be quite sweet, so protective.
Johnny takes care of all the things that belong to me.
He runs the joint.
He runs the joint.
Hear that, Johnny? You're to take care of me because I belong to the boss. How will you like that?
Well, I do all kind of odd jobs.
I'll bet this is the oddest job you ever had.
Now then, before we were interrupted, I believe we were about to drink a toast. So, disaster to the wench who did wrong by our Johnny. No, Gilda, you won't drink to that?
Why not? Disaster to the wench.
She had what it took to say it, but I knew it scared her. I knew it would haunt her. Anyone as superstitious as Gilda, out loud, asking for disaster.
Hi.
You're still dressed?
Yes.
Anything wrong?
Everything's wonderful, but I told you zippers throw me.
May I help?
Thank you.
You'll have a maid in the morning.
Will she be old and ugly?
Those are your orders.
I think that's good business, to surround yourself with ugly women and beautiful men.
Yes. You knew him before.
Who?
Johnny.
Johnny Farrell?
Johnny Farrell. You knew him before.
No.
Don't lie to me, Gilda. Don't ever lie to me.
I'm telling you the truth. I didn't know him. I don't think I've ever known him, Bellin.
I see. You're a child, Gilda. A beautiful, greedy child. And it amuses me to feed you beautiful things because you eat with such a good appetite.
But I shouldn't make any mistakes.
No, you shouldn't.
If you're worried about Johnny Farrell, don't be. I hate him.
And he hates you. That's very apparent. But hate can be a very exciting emotion. Very exciting. Haven't you noticed that?
You make it so.
There is a heat in it, the bunkin' feel. Didn't you feel it tonight?
No.
I did. It warmed me. Hate is the only thing that has ever warmed me.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen, place your bets. Bet Bourgeois, mesdames et messieurs, bet Bourgeois. Other Vegas, you know. No more bets. Number 13, black.
That's me.
Numero 3, noir.
You mean this has been going on for years and I didn't know about it?
One is not always so lucky.
I am.
You should watch out. The superstitious have an old saying.
Lucky at cards, unlucky at love. Good thing I'm not, isn't it?
Not what?
Superstitious. Keep it for me.
Yes, Mrs. Manson.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Place your bets. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Place your bets. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Place your bets. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Place your bets.
Number two.
No more bets. Faites vos jeux, mesdames et messieurs. Faites vos jeux. Not in Vegas, you know. Faites vos jeux, mesdames et messieurs. Faites vos jeux. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Place your bets.
Place your bets.
Faites vos jeux, mesdames et messieurs. Faites vos jeux.
Got a light?
Yes, Mrs. Munson. It is so crowded and yet so lonely, isn't it?
How did you know?
You smoke too much. I've noticed. Only frustrated people smoke too much, and only lonely people are frustrated.
Well, aren't you cute?
Cute? Me?
Awfully cute. I think I'm going to like you. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, nothing personal, I hope.
No, I was just tossing away my frustration.
And it landed right on me.
Maybe that means something?
Oh, it does. It means we're going to have a drink together.
No, on the other hand, I'd love to.
Now we'll see.
See what?
Whether you are a gentleman, as you say, or a peasant, as I say.
Mm.
The beautiful one is at the bar. She'll probably have trouble.
Really? What kind of trouble?
A man. He's very good looking. Your source of income is in his office. He will probably have trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Also a man. Not so good looking. Now we know. You are what I said.
Any losses that you incurred in business will reimburse due course to casino tables. Regularly and very generously. But in spite of orders, you continue to sell tungsten wire to the Bendolen Company.
But Mr. Bendolen can't manufacture electric light globes without tungsten wire for filaments, Mr. Munson. He can't continue in business.
We don't
without...
wish Mr. Bendolen to continue in business. Isn't that clear to you?
But he's the only outlet for my product in this territory, Mr. Munson. If I don't sell to him, I can't continue in business. Don't you understand that?
Perfectly.
And that doesn't matter to you, does it, Mr. Munson?
On the contrary, I sympathize with you deeply. Life is very difficult for the defenseless ones of the world.
Yes. As you say. Thank you, Mr. Munson.
I thought we were in the gambling business.
Leave me alone.
I never heard of a game played with electric light globes.
Let's join Gilda for a drink, shall we, Johnny?
Sure.
Hey, better let me case the joint first.
Case the joint?
Yeah, see if the coast is clear.
I didn't like the look on the defenseless one's face.
That mouse.
I didn't like the look on his face.
All right, Johnny. Gilda was right. You are protective.
Sure. It's me all over. Give me 5 minutes.
Gilda.
Maybe you didn't notice I'm dancing.
You were dancing.
Hey, what's the idea?
Oh, you'll get used to it. I've never been able to finish a dance in here yet.
When Balin comes down, I want you sitting in a booth alone.
You're sure it's Balin who objects to my having friends?
What I want to know is, who's this guy?
Johnny Farrell. He runs the joint. This is Gabe Evans, Johnny Farrell, all the way from New York. Isn't he pretty?
Just a darling. Now get him out of here.
But I like him. If he leaves, I'd go with him.
That's all right with me, too. Well, what's keeping you?
Not a thing. Let's go where we can have some fun.
Like I said?
Exactly like you said. Didn't you hear about me, Gabe? If I'd been a ranch, they would have named me the Bar Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
big boy now. You can tell me things.
Gilda warned me that you grow up. By the way, where is she?
Gilda?
Yes, Gilda.
She was born. There's an American picture in town. She went to see it.
Alone?
Would she go? She doesn't know anybody down here.
You'd know more about that than I would, wouldn't you, Johnny? No!
Bad form, isn't it, to make a scene in public? The ocean would have been quieter.
Only fools ruin themselves gambling.
Gambling?
What else? Come on home, Ballon. What happened? Come on.
Kill himself, Johnny?
Yes.
When a man becomes weak enough to accept a bribe, he's already a dying man. Didn't bother you, did it?
Did he kill himself?
No.
But it did bother me that back there you were afraid.
Oh, no, I was amazed.
I realized that something could happen to me. That's why I'm going to tell you something. Come in. Over here, Johnny. Remember this, Johnny. Remember this, too. Do it now by yourself?
Yes. 8 left, 24 right, 2 left, 17 right.
You're the only one who knows the combination, Johnny. If anything should ever happen to me, there are papers in there, signatures and instructions how to carry on.
Thanks for not letting me down. You're not just the owner of a gambling joint.
You know what a cartel is, Johnny?
I think so. A trust. A monopoly of some kind, isn't it?
An international monopoly.
Big business, huh?
Monopoly in what? Tungsten. That doesn't impress you.
Well, I don't know much about it. I mean, I don't know if it's worth getting shot at for the pleasure of monopolizing it.
A man who controls a strategic material can control the world, Johnny.
Oh, now. The world's a pretty big place.
Made up of stupid little people.
Well, if anybody can do it, I'd lay 8 to 5. You're the baby who can.
And you'd win. Now, let's go downstairs and have a drink. With you and Gilda on my side. You are on my side, Johnny.
Well, I told you that.
And Gilda?
What do you mean?
Women are funny little creatures, Johnny.
Well, I don't know much about them.
Odd things are important to them.
Really?
I bought her, Johnny. Just as I bought you.
Well, she knows that, doesn't she?
That's just it. Money doesn't mean very much to Gilda. If she should become restless... I'm mad about her, Johnny. Mad. What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's great. Because she is on your side, Ballon. I'd lay 8 to 5 on that, too. And I'd win. Well, I'd better be getting back to the joint.
Know what? I have the funniest feeling we're not alone.
Maybe we're haunted. Maybe if we go inside, it'll go away.
Besides being pretty, you're positively intelligent. Come on.
No?
You know, I have the funniest feeling somebody said something.
Maybe the lady forgot to tell you. Her husband lives here.
For a long, long time, I've taken husbands little by little, in small doses. So that now, I've developed a complete immunity to them.
You're through for the evening, son. Scram.
Ah, so he runs this joint too, does he?
I said scram.
For 2 cents, I'd...
You'd what?
That's great, hitting a man when he's drunk.
You shouldn't get drunk on my time.
On your time?
I thought that was settled. I take care of everything that belongs to the boss.
What's his is yours?
You went to a picture show tonight. Alone.
Really? Would you like to know whether I enjoyed it?
That's your story. That's what I told Belle, and that's what you're going to tell him.
Making me deceive my husband.
I got some news for you, Gilda. He didn't just buy something. He's in love with you.
Is that so hard to understand?
And you're not going to do anything...
I've got some news for you, Johnny. I'm going to do exactly what I please when I please. I was true to one man once. And look what happened. I made up my mind then that
this
I...
This isn't about us, it's about him.
Really? You don't say so.
And get this straight. I don't care what you do. But I'm going to see to it that it looks all right to him. From now on, you go anywhere you please, with anyone you please. But I'm going to take you there, and I'm going to pick you up and bring you home. Get that? Exactly the way I'd take and pick up his laundry.
Shame on you, Johnny. Any psychiatrist would tell you that your thought associations are very revealing.
What are you talking about?
Any psychiatrist would tell you that means something, Johnny.
Did you hear what I said?
Sure, I heard what you said. You're going to take me there and pick me up. All to protect Belle. Who do you think you're kidding, Johnny?
I hated her so I couldn't get her out of my mind for a minute. She was in the air I breathed, and the food I ate. First, I thought I was just dreaming it. I've been hearing her voice in my sleep for nights anyway. Then I realized...
When Mrs. O'Leary's car kicked the ladder in Chicago town, they say that started the fire that burned Chicago down. That's the story that went around. But here's the real lowdown. Put the blame on me, boys. Put the blame on me. Mame kissed a buyer from out of town. That kiss burned Chicago down. So you can put the blame on Maine, boys. Put the blame on Maine. Remember the blizzard back in Manhattan in 1886. They say the traffic was tied up and folks were in a fix. That's the story that went around. But here's the real lowdown. Put the blame on Maine, boys. Put the blame on Maine. Maine gave a chump such an ice cold no. for 7 days they shovel snow so you can put the blame on me, boy. Put the...
Oh, good morning. How very pretty you look in your nightgown.
What are you doing here?
Singing to my friend. Isn't that all right?
How long have you been here?
How long?
5 verses.
What are you doing here?
Listening. I just finished my work and... Did you hear about that poor little cow that blamed for...
Get out of here. Get back to your washroom where you belong.
Put a beggar on horseback, huh, Uncle Peel? Well, here's the laundry waiting to be picked up.
Where have you been?
Swimming. I bet you don't believe me. I bet Belin won't either. Unless you're there to back me up. You went swimming with me. Didn't we have a good time?
Swimming.
That's what it says here.
Where's your bathing suit?
Under this. Want to see?
I'll get dressed.
I hate to drag you out this time of the morning, but it's your idea, you know. Why don't you make it easy on yourself and let him find out about me? Or are you afraid of what he might do to me? Johnny. I am.
What?
Afraid.
You?
Oh, Johnny, I wish I'd never...
Never what?
Getting married on the rebound is so stupid.
Rebound from what?
You. Because you... You don't know a man. You've only known one day.
He doesn't know you either. That way you start even. All fair and even.
Would it interest you to know how much I hate you, Johnny?
Very much.
I hate you so much that... I would destroy myself to take you down with me. Now I've warned you. Now that's all fair and even.
All fair and even. Now, would it interest you to know that I know why you're hanging around here at 5 o'clock in the morning?
I told you I'm the laundry. I'm simply obeying instructions.
Now who's kidding who, Gilda?
Now that you've delivered me, don't you want to wait and get a receipt from the man? Belin. You're up.
Yes. Late to bed, early to rise, makes a man...
Let Gilda talk, Johnny.
I thought I could sneak out and get back without waking you.
No.
We went swimming. You were asleep.
Yes.
All of a sudden, I just had to go swimming. It was so hot. You weren't worried, were you?
Yes.
I'm terribly sorry.
Is that what's making you so nervous?
Nervous? No. Well, a terrible thing happened to me. No wonder I'm nervous.
What happened to you?
I lost that beautiful clip you gave me, the one that cost so much.
Is that all?
Well, isn't that enough to make a person nervous?
A clip can be replaced.
Thanks for being so nice about it. I'm terribly sorry.
A clip can be replaced. You see, I thought I had lost you.
Me? Not a chance.
And that couldn't be replaced.
Shall we have a drink before I start to cry?
You see, Johnny doesn't think that would be a tragedy if you lost me.
Statistics show that there are more women in the world than anything else. Except in sex.
Johnny!
On that charming observation, I shall walk out. Just to change my clothes, I want to have breakfast with you. Oh, by the way, I want to mention that Johnny is a terrific swimmer. This morning he outdistanced me beautifully. But someday there'll be a return match. And then, look out, Johnny pal.
Johnny.
Yeah?
You'd have to teach me how.
How to what?
Swim. What else?
Sure. Anytime.
Apparently, you're very good at it.
Pretty good.
Did you teach Gilda how to swim, Johnny?
I taught her everything she knows, Balin. Does that satisfy you?
Take that trombone part over once again and make it a little cleaner.
Julio! Julio! Che adesso cantare la chiesa porta? Io porta parte.
You can't tell me where
vamos,
to put nothing.
La chiesa porta, porque ya porta parte, vamos.
These are things which some merrymakers add to their costumes. I wonder if you care to make a choice.
You have a great sense of humor, haven't you?
Which one would you suggest?
I would suggest whatever you wear, you will start out as this. And end up as this.
Really? Now, how did you figure that out?
Tonight it is the beautiful one's party. All the way. She has changed the decorations. She has changed the orchestra. It isn't too much to think that she will change.
I warned you once. You didn't seem to hear me. Now you're through.
Through? With what?
The casino. Your job. You're fired.
You are mistaken. I will be here after you are gone, Mr. Peasant. You asked me one time what a great philosopher like me is doing in the washroom. Now I will tell you.
Go on.
Because to my department comes all the gossip. And that way... He's not here. No one is here, you see.
Maybe we should have had that private sign on the stairway printed in German, too. Or maybe you can't speak Spanish. But I assure you it does say private.
That's right.
We intend to see Mr. Munson. He's been avoiding us.
Didn't you hear? Mr. Munson is allergic to messenger boys.
The American Indian, as always, walks into something that does not concern him.
Well, that's an old American custom.
Mr. Munson is having an invited party tonight. You are uninvited.
Tell the old man to go away.
No. You go away.
We intend to see Mr. Munson.
You said that before. I said...
Get him with the telephone. Please.
Why didn't you say what you wanted? Mr. Munson. It's Mr. Farrell.
Some people wish to add these to their costumes. In my collection, I have two lovely heads of
pigs if you...
No sale, Uncle Pio. They'll just use their own faces. O'Bellin? There are a couple of nice kids here with German accents. I think they'd like to make an appointment with you. Oh, by the way, one of them has a gun in my bag.
Tell them to come here in an hour. And Johnny, you come now, will you? Immediately.
Listen, Maria. Carnival.
Yes, little one. Carnival.
What does it mean, Maria? Exactly.
Carnival is the last 3 days preceding the Lent, which in Roman Catholic countries is given up to feasting and merrymaking. Then come the fasting and the penance.
In other words, make hay while the sun shines.
You have a strange language, little one.
Oh, I mean, 3 days of sowing wild oats. And then comes the harvest. You know, Maria, I have the funniest feeling. Don't tell anybody, but I'm most awfully superstitious. Don't tell anybody.
No.
Well, I have the funniest feeling that this is it. It? I mean, that for me too, it's Carnival, Maria.
Hilda.
Yes, Bellin?
May I come in?
Of course.
I'm going to be delayed. Johnny will take you to the party. What's the matter?
With me?
You're very excited about something tonight, my beautiful. Perhaps it's in the air. Perhaps you shouldn't have opened the window. Close it. See how quiet it is now. See how easily one can shut away excitement? Just by closing a window. Remember that, Gilda. Oh, I want to have a look at you in your costume before you go. I see you're going to carry a whip. Have you warned Johnny so that he can also arm himself?
Like you, Johnny. When a person dances with you, it's like they're a part of you, Johnny. It's like they're...
You haven't improved any, have you? You always did talk your head off all the time you were dancing.
You used to say, for Pete's sake, Gilda, one thing at a time. And you used to say, talk or dance. But don't do both things at the same time. You used to say...
I still say it.
I have to keep talking, Johnny. As long as I have my arms around you, I have to keep talking. I might forget to dance, Johnny.
What do you think you're trying to do?
I'm not even trying very hard, but I'm doing it.
Doing what?
Push my hat back, Johnny.
It's all right.
Push it back.
Thank you.
practice, aren't you? Dancing. I could help you get in practice again, Johnny. Dancing, I mean.
Good evening, Mr. Farrell. Obregon. I'm in again, as you put it.
Oh, practically old home week. We're all here.
Yes, we are all here, Mr. Farrell. I would suggest that you see that Mrs. Munson goes home.
You would suggest?
There's going to be trouble. I would suggest that you see that she's out of here before the unmasking at 12 o'clock.
You know, you sound like a very bad melodrama.
Excuse me.
You're drunk.
Oh, Johnny,
here's the comic relief.
Now the drama's complete.
Was that a crack?
What do you want?
I got a letter for you.
She said she was sorry she didn't get to say goodbye.
No bad news, I hope.
Johnny, she left.
What's that to you?
Nothing, believe me. But you sure act sore about it.
Why, you think that she
get back on the door where you belong, and from now on, check everybody that comes in here. Get that?
Hey, okay. But she didn't come in. She went out.
Do something, Mr. Farrell?
Hello, Ballon. I didn't even know you'd arrived.
But obviously, I did arrive.
Obviously.
Where's Gilda, Johnny?
She's around somewhere. It's hard to keep track of anyone in this mob.
Find her for me, Johnny.
Sure. I won't guarantee how long it's going to take.
I'll wait. I'm agreeable for waiting, Johnny.
Good idea for us to go home, Ballon.
Why? Because a man drank too much?
It was one of the messenger boys, and he didn't drink too much, Ballon. He was murdered.
Good. Saves us the trouble.
Did you keep your appointment with him?
No, I missed them. Did you find Gilda?
No.
Find her. Take her home.
I'll stick with you.
No. There's an old Chemin de Fer. You play for the full stake or you pass the shoe. You can't rule the world by passing the shoe, Johnny.
I still think we ought to go home.
Do as I tell you. Take Gilda home. I told you once. I expect my little friends to be obedient, Johnny.
Speaking of little friends...
Don't. Wait for me at home, Johnny. I may need both of my little friends tonight.
Okay, Bella.
This is Mr. Munson speaking. Call the flying field. Tell him to proceed as instructed. Is that clear? Proceed as instructed.
Bowen was wrong, wasn't he?
About what?
He said you can shut out excitement by just closing a door. You can you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I was just mentioning in the house. There isn't anybody here but us, you know. Everybody's celebrating Carnival.
What about it?
I was just mentioning it. Good night, Johnny.
I couldn't get it out of my head, what she said about nobody being in the house but us. I thought of Balin back in the casino, fighting for his life, and this little... I knew that all his plans, all his dreams of greatness would be wrecked because of what she was doing to him. I knew he wasn't strong enough to throw her out. I knew it was up to me. I had to get rid of her for him.
Gilda!
Kiss your clothes on. You're getting out of here.
Are we, Johnny? Are we?
Not we. You.
You do hate me, don't you, Johnny?
I don't think you have any idea how much.
Hate is a very exciting emotion. Haven't you noticed? Very exciting. I hate you too, Johnny. I hate you so much that I think I'm going to die from it. Loving. I think I'm going to die from it. You left it open when you came in.
Balin.
Africa is more than 2,000 miles away. I don't think he'll make it.
I don't think he intends to try.
Naturally. The seaplane is waiting?
Yes, sir. You run into some trouble, boss?
An unfortunate murder. The detective Aubergard knows that I did it. I'll stay away as long as necessary, and then I'll go back. And attend to something.
In the will we found, Balin had left everything to Gilda, with me as sole executor. I finally had them in my hands. The little pieces of paper that Balin said would let a man rule the world. At first, I was puzzled because it didn't seem like much. A tungsten mine, a few patents, a dozen or so small corporations joined together to form one organization with Munson at the head. But then I saw the potential power of such a group, saw how it could grow and spread and gobble up anyone who dared stand alone against it.
You have all come a long way to find out what is going to happen to your association. I've told you. Now you can return, having found out that nothing has changed. Nothing. I'll carry on where Mr. Munson left off. Anything else, gentlemen?
Just one thing. It has always seemed to me that no one man should be at the head of our organization. I think it would be better if...
You heard the will. I'm the sole executor. It's going to be business as usual.
But Mrs. Munson is the sole legatee.
Mrs. Munson is in no condition right now to see anyone. Her husband's death has hit her very hard. She's asked me to represent her with the stockholders.
However, we need be in no hurry to leave. There's a chance that she may recover.
Not a chance in the world. You see, Mrs. Munson is marrying me this afternoon.
Johnny, it stopped raining. Maybe that means something.
You haven't gotten over it, have you?
Gotten over what?
Being superstitious. Come on.
Where, Johnny? Not back to the house.
What kind of a guy do you think I am?
I don't think anybody really knows that but me, Johnny. Not even you. All my clothes here. Even my perfume. You think of everything, don't you, Johnny?
Everything.
We're right back where we started, aren't we, darling? Right back where...
Right back where we started.
Johnny... Johnny, that isn't even decent.
What was that word again, Gilda?
Decent. I said decent.
That's what I thought you said. That sounded funny coming out of you, Gilda.
She didn't know then what was happening to her. She didn't know then that what she heard was the door closing on her own cage. She hadn't been faithful to him when he was alive, but she was going to be faithful to him now that he was dead.
Hey, what are you doing coming to work tonight? Now, I believe in my duty to my job and all that.
Good, because you got one. A new one. From now on, you're to stick with Mrs. Munson. This is Mrs. Farrell. Whatever she does, wherever she goes, you're to be there. She's not to talk to anyone, and no one's to talk to her. You get that?
Gee, Johnny, is she in danger or something?
You will be, I guarantee, if you don't do exactly as I told you.
Oh, sure, sure.
You were interestingly quiet this afternoon.
What I have to say to you, and not the others.
I'm flattered.
Would you like to know how Munson came to be the head of the cartel?
No.
You've seen that the patents are German, haven't you?
They were, originally.
Exactly. They belong to my principals.
Not anymore.
3 years ago, when it began to seem that Argentina might find it necessary to declare war against us, we made an arrangement with Munson. We allowed him to buy our patents.
Good idea. The casino here makes nice friends.
We even advanced him the money with which to buy them from us.
Well, you couldn't have picked a nicer man.
We had an agreement with Munson that at the end of the war, he would turn our property back to us.
I didn't find any agreement.
It was a gentleman's agreement.
I see. And Mr. Munson wasn't a gentleman.
He was a madman, Mr. Farrell. He thought he could rule the world alone.
I know. We had quite a discussion about it.
She still didn't believe I wasn't coming back. Every night she got all dressed up and waited. But a girl like Gilda couldn't stand not knowing the why of things. So she decided to swallow her pride and come to see me.
That was wonderful.
Yes?
Hello. Remember me? I'm Gilda, your wife. Remember? You haven't been around lately. I thought maybe you were an amnesia victim or something. Got a light? You don't look so hot. Do you know that? You're losing weight. This vacuum I'm living in. Mind giving me a reason?
Not at all. You've had such a full life up to now, I thought a little peace and quiet would do you good. Give you time to think.
Think about what?
Would it be too corny to say your sins?
Yes, it would.
Well, I said it.
You're cockeyed, Johnny. All cockeyed. I figured that's what the deal was. You're getting even with me for something. We're great people for getting even, aren't we, Johnny?
Are we?
Aren't we? Didn't I get even with you for walking out on me? By marrying Bellin?
Great. That's just great. The man's dead and...
And I'm glad. What do you think of that? He was insane, Johnny. I was afraid all the time.
You acted like it.
Johnny, there's never been anybody but you and me. All those things I did were just to make you jealous, Johnny. There's never been anybody but you and me.
Not anybody?
Not anybody.
What about your husband? If you could forget him so easily, you could forget the others too, couldn't you?
But there weren't any others, Johnny.
When you admit them. When you admit them and tell me who they were.
You wouldn't think one woman could marry two insane men in one lifetime. Now, would you?
She wasn't scared yet, because she didn't quite realize yet. Right now, she was just plain mad, and she was hitting back.
I want you to try and locate a Mr. Gabe Evans for me. Try all the hotels in the city, but locate him.
She couldn't find him, so she just reached out for anyone. They weren't hard to find for a girl like Gilda. The waiter told him he had a telephone call. One of my men grabbed him outside. He never came back. She found somebody else, of course. But wherever she went, whatever she did, it finally got to her that Buenos Aires was her own private prison. That's when she decided to run away. She went to Montevideo, got a job singing in a nightclub, started divorce proceedings, and met a man.
Amor mio, love me forever, and let forever begin tonight. Amor mio, when we're together, I'm in a dream world of sweet delight. Many times I've whispered, amor mio. It was just a phrase that I heard in plays. I was acting a part. But now when I whisper, by the feeling there, for it comes from my heart, my one endeavor, my love, my darling, will be to hold you and hold you tight. Amor mio, love me forever.
Be tonight.
Is that a date, Gilda?
I can't make any forever dates, Tom. I haven't even got my divorce yet. I have no right to.
I don't want you to.
Want me to what?
Get a divorce.
You don't?
The divorce you get in Montevideo, without your husband's consent, will never stand up in Argentina.
I don't want to go back to Argentina ever. So what difference is...
Or at home. You may want to go home sometime, darling. Wherever you go for the rest of your life, you're going to be tied to him. You'll never be free.
Then it didn't do any good to run away. No good at all.
Never does any good to run away, Gilda. Go back to Buenos Aires.
No.
And get an annulment. You told me your husband left you immediately after the ceremony. There's nothing to it. And I'll be with you, darling. I'll be right by your side every minute. I'm a very good lawyer, you know. I've more money than I know what to do with. I'm very much in love with you. It's kind of a terrific combination, don't you think?
It's kind of a terrific combination.
The plane leaves at 2:00. At 2:00 the next day, you'll be free. Darling, utterly free.
I didn't think I'd ever trust a man again as long as I lived. But here I go again. Thanks, Tom. Thanks. Tom, this is the Hotel Santanaria.
Isn't it all right? I was told it's a good hotel.
I think it's wonderful. Just wonderful.
I'll do it.
Your bags will be up in a minute.
Thank you.
The light switch is right here somewhere, if my memory doesn't fail me.
Okay, Langford.
I'll do it anyway. I'll get an annulment. I don't need anybody.
Didn't Langford tell you? There's no such thing as annulment in Argentina.
I'll get it anyway. I will. I'll get an annulment. I will. I will. I will. I'll get it. 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 Please let me go. Please let me go. I can't stand it anymore. I don't want anything from you. Please. Just let me go.
I thought it was a nice touch bringing you back here.
Johnny, let me tell you about that night.
I don't want to hear about that night. Can't you understand? I don't want to hear about that night.
I was waiting for you, Mr. Farrell.
Find anything interesting? What are you stalling for, anyway? Why don't you close the joint up if it bothers you so much?
Why do you think we've allowed the casino to stay open? Because a smart cop doesn't arrest a purse snatcher if the little thief will lead him to the bigger crime.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We know you're the head of a tungsten monopoly, Mr. Farrell. What we want to know is the names of the participants.
I still know what you're talking about.
All right. You're breaking up in little pieces right in front of my eyes, you know. Am I wearing you down, I hope?
You.
Something is.
Really? Well, I'll have to take a look sometime. I hadn't known.
When they had the earthquake in San Francisco back in 1906, they said that old Mother Nature was up to her old tricks. but here's the real lowdown. Put the blame on Maine, boy. Put the blame on Maine. One night she started to shim and shake. That brought on the Frisco quake. So you can put the blame on Maine, boy. Put the blame on Maine. They once had a shooting up in the Klondike when they got Dan McGrew. Folks were putting the blame on the lady known as Lou. That's the story that went around, but here's the real lowdown. Put the blame on Maine, boy. Put the blame on Maine. Maine did a dance called the Hitchy Coo. That's the thing that slew McGrew. Put the blame on Maine, boys. Put the blame on Maine.
I'm not very good at zippers. But maybe if I had some help...
I'll help you.
I am an expert.
Ah, non, laissez-moi faire, je m'en vais premier tout de même.
Hello, you guys. I hate to do this, but you know, Johnny, come on.
Leave me alone.
Come on.
What do you mean by it?
Now they all know what I am. And that should make you happy, Johnny. It's no use just you knowing it, Johnny. Now they all know that the mighty Johnny Barrow got taken. And that he married a...
German has been arrested. He will give us the information we want. Now, all we want from you are the patents and the agreements bearing the signatures. Let me tell you why we must know who these signers are, Mr. Farrow. So they can be prosecuted legally for breaking the antitrust laws. You didn't hear a word of it, did you? All you can think of is the way Gilda looked at you when you struck her, isn't it? You two kids love each other pretty terribly, don't you?
I hate her.
That's what I mean. It's the most curious love-hate pattern I've ever had the privilege of witnessing. And as long as you're as sick in the head as you are about her, you're not able to think about anything clearly. All right, Mr. Farrell. You're under arrest for illegally operating a gambling casino. I'm going to let you stay here under protective custody. Send for me when you can't stand it anymore. I intend to have those signatures. I can outwit you, Mr. Farrell. You see, I have the law on my side. It's a very comfortable feeling. It's something you ought to try sometime.
Eight left, 24 right, two left, 17 right. You got that?
I've got it.
That's the combination to the safe. There's everything in there you want, and there's nothing in there that I want.
No. That's at the casino waiting. When you finally sent for me, I sent for Gilda. She's going home, you know.
Home? Clear home?
The least you could do is say goodbye and wish her luck.
She makes her own luck.
How dumb can a man be? Do me a favor and get out of here before you realize what a heel you've been, will you, Mr. Farrell? I couldn't bear it to see you break down and feel like a human being. I'm a very sensitive man, for a cop. Gilda didn't do any of those things you've been losing sleep over. Not any of them. It was just an act. Every bit of it. And I'll give you credit. You were a great audience, Mr. Farrell.
Would you like perhaps a tiny drink of ambrosia, suitable only for a goddess?
No, thank you. Mr. Obregon told me that the place has been taken over by the government.
Don't think about it. A cigarette, perhaps? Blended of the finest tobaccos from the most romantic places of the world?
No, thank you. It all looks lonely, doesn't it?
All bad things end up lonely, little one.
I know that, don't I? You can keep your silly epigrams to yourself, can't you?
Everything wrong.
Isn't it wonderful? Nobody has to apologize. Because we were both such thinkers, weren't we? Isn't it wonderful?
Wonderful. So soon. But I want my wife.
Johnny.
You thought I died that night, didn't you? I murdered a man and thought it simpler to disappear for a while, that's all. I gave the house that night to get Gilda to take her with me. But I found her occupied with you, Johnny. I had neither the time nor the inclination for an emotional scene at the moment. By the time the harbor police reached the plane wreckage, I was gone, of course, in the launch I had waiting. See me parachute out, did you? You weren't seen very clearly that night anyway, were you, Johnny? Emotion is so apt to cloud the brain, isn't it? I intended to kill you with this, Johnny. I thought it amusing to have one of my little friends kill the other. But now it won't do. Because I have to kill Gilda, too. I told you I'd be looking. Gilda, better get out of here, Uncle Pio. Quick.
You know, I'm a great cop, Mr. Farrell. I'm certainly a pushover for a love story.
I know the combination of the safe, and I don't know where the safe is. The safe? Where is it?
It's in his room, on the wall, back of the desk.
Thanks. Say, haven't I seen that case somewhere before?
You have? You really shouldn't leave things like that laying around where I can get my hands on them.
He's lying, like the gentleman I always said he was. Mr. Policeman, it was I.
Keep your mouth shut.
You two can quit being noble anytime you like, you know. Because a man can only die once. And Munson committed suicide 3 months ago. Besides, didn't you ever hear of a thing called justifiable homicide?
Johnny.